The International Ministers Conference is God's strategy to set your life and ministry on course. Welcome to the International Ministers Conference.
Father, we thank you, we give you praise, we worship you. We ask that you speak to us the best language we can understand. We receive with gladness in our heart. We receive with meekness your word. We ask that you apportion to everyone in a specific way that which you have cut out for every one of us, and let our eyes be clear to see it. Let our ears hear it. Let our spirit perceive it. Father, we thank you. Please, can you rejoice and give him praise? Is that the best you can do? Come on, let's give God a shout. Please have your seat in God's presence. God bless you. Thank you. I want to start, it's a little bit a dynamic. I don't want to say it's difficult when you have put me towards the end of many great apostles and teachers. And all right, I want to start with Ephesians. I'm going somewhere. Ephesians chapter 4. Can we read NLT from verse 11? Of course, you know that the gift of men that are sent to the body. We have gift of the Spirit. I'm sure you know the difference. There are gifts of the Spirit and there are God's gifts of men sent to the body. The scripture says, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. Now these gifts are men. These gifts are us. Look at it. It said the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. That I'm going somewhere with this. Next verse. The Bible says their responsibility. So we have a responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. So we know that all of us are ministers of the gospel. He has given us ministry of reconciliation. So you know all that we have the message of reconciliation. So look at what the Bible says. It said their responsibility, our responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Let me share something with you. I was in a private meeting with three ministers. They are more or less like senior ministers, like top ministers in this country. And they were concerned about the Exodus. You know, when Pastor Mua was talking about the move, the Holy Ghost said, you know, they should move, that Jesus told them, you know, from Jerusalem to Judea and all that. Now, I want you to give me your heart. This is very important. You know the Exodus going on now. The Exodus now of the migration of people to Europe, to US, is more or less like a persecution of a fulfillment of prophecy. You know, for the first time, I found out that one of the greatest needs of the church in changing landscapes and culture, it's not about the fivefold getting things right. It's about the fivefold raising and equipping people that will penetrate places to transform the place. And so when I was discussing with them, I asked about a pastor that I knew back then on campus, who happens to be one of the pastors, said, he's in U.S. And then I think the pastor was answering me, and I think the crypto is doing well. I said, okay. I was even chatting with another pastor. I didn't even know that he's in Canada. So I just came in. So he just mentioned that, he's been in Canada. I said, I just found out. I even thought he was going to be in this conference. So the other pastor who happens to be his friend, I said, you mean he's in Canada? And then there's this other senior, much more senior pastor who is seated. So that other one was telling the other one and said, look, let's ask pastor now. Let's, because that pastor happens to be like their mentor. He said, let's ask pastor now. There's so much Exodus. There is so much migration, you know, of the people in church. And maybe they've tried to commit sensitive things into their hands. They find out that they are not mission conscious. They are just economic conscious. So over time, let me tell you this. I don't want to say I'm in a position to mention certain things. There are things that I know in this body that in the last 2-3 years, the more I get exposed to those things, the more I commit myself to God. The more I humble myself, the more I ask for mercy. So I found out that over the years, we have committed ourselves to raising members and not really disciples. And you know, Jesus Christ says, you know, I think one of the apostles was mentioning about teaching them to observe. That is, he said, make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all the things that I command. So here you see people who were on fire on campus, who practically pastored and led a generation on campus seeking greener pasture. You can't carry this kind of grace and just be doing Crypto alone. And let nobody deceive you that you need economic empowerment is valid. There is nothing wrong with that. But you cannot, like, I mean, when you say self-sabotage, and you cannot replace what should command, you know, let's go to, we'll come back to this. Go to Psalm 23. Let me show you something in Psalm 23. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. You see, the greener pastures you are looking for is God that will put you in the greener pastures. Look at the Bible. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Praise the Lord. I have all that I need. Yes? Somebody say, I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Yes? Look at it. The next verse. He renews my strength. He guides me along right path. Give us NKJV or KJV, anyone. No, verse 3. Look at it. It says, go to verse 2. The Lord is my shepherd, as I know. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Now, let me tell you something. What we don't know that in the end of this, devil have come up with systems, with cultures that is completely anti-Christ. And what he does is to open, you know, when government make decisions, they don't know why they make decisions. It depends who is, you know, blowing on their heads. They just make policies and open their gate for people to come in. And the reason why they allow people to come in, it looks more like there's so much saturation of people that are on fire, set ablaze for God in Africa. And then there's challenge in Africa. So they had to open doors of opportunity. Everybody had issues with private government, you know, instability, policies, issues. And then people migrated. People with grace, people with power, people with fire, migrated because of economic opportunities. There is nothing wrong with studying. There is nothing wrong in seeking God, seeking economic opportunities. But most of the time, when people move, they forget the underlying major vision that guides that movement. And so it says, the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. So something happened while they were asking. So I have been praying that people should just get it, because membership is different from discipleship. I need you to understand this. And part of the things I want to share with us is what will take us, you know, deeper in God in order to really recognize the program of God. All the things that, you know, Pastor Miwa was sharing, he was talking about you not getting stuck. Look, there's a way God knocks people in the head in the place of intimacy. Except if God has not really dealt with you. And if God has not dealt with you, he's going to raise people to deal with you. is going to raise persecution. He can raise people within your congregation. Listen to me. He can raise people that are external people to deal with you. One way or the other, God will communicate his effectiveness to you. So the other pastor was asking, let's ask pastor now. He said, because intelligent strategic leaders, I thought we that are having growing churches are the ones that have this issue, because in my church, there are people that have migrated, intelligent, you know, economic, and you know you can't travel if you don't have the money. These are people that were okay in the country. They just had to migrate. And so listen to this. Give us that scripture. Thank you. He said, let's ask pastor now. So what is going to happen in church? Most of our people are moving. And there's hardly any church that would not have experienced that, except if you don't have access to this generation. So the other senior pastor jokingly talked about it. He said, well, the people that will remain will just be in the class of MC Oluomo and Co. and all that. By the time you start having LU at TW and all those. But I said, for the first time, these people are getting it. And I thank God they got it, because it is not about membership. It's about what? Discipleship. And whoever will disciple will first be a disciple himself. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So let's go back to Ephesians. Let me quickly rush, because I need to share certain things. He said, these are the gifts. And you know about that. Next verse. Verse 12. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. To do his work and build up. The body of Christ belongs to our members. The body of Christ belongs to our congregation. They are actually the ones that God will use to build. God says, I will build my church. He is going to build his church, but we are going to allow him to express himself through the people, in and through the people, to build the body. Pastor, do you know there are people who, when God is beginning to raise people in their congregation that we build the church and build the body, they even go against it. They go against it. Now, listen to this. He said, and build up the church, the body of Christ. Yes, next verse. Look at it. Next verse. The Bible says, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. So Christ has a standard. And so God is expecting us to teach the people, to feed the people. And they begin to mature. And there is a standard that God expects. And we are going to see what they are going to do with that maturity. Let's go to the next verse. Yes, the scripture says, then we will no longer be mature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies. So clever, they sand those lies, sand like the truth. It's amazing. There are people who have abandoned their calling and their ministry, and because they believe that it's so things that are in vogue. So you see people, they have texted it didn't work. They want to start calling people's phone numbers. Are you getting what I'm saying? He wants to start describing people's underwear. There is nothing in the scripture. Listen to me. There is nothing in the scripture. I'm not against the prophetic ministry or the apostolic ministry or the whatever. I don't even like to put, I don't want to box myself to any of the offices. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because God can decide to express himself whichever way he would like to express himself. And you must yield yourself, because there are phases in ministry. It takes you through a season and you get into another season and you move into another season. It takes somebody who is in deep communion with God to sense the shift that is taking place in his life. Praise the Lord. There are things that we try and touch. Look at it. It says, the truth, the lies will sound so clever like the truth. But it will not be difficult because you have raised a generation. You have poured yourself into people to have become disciples who can discern lies. And they can text us spirits and know which one is the truth. It's not you. You are not in a place to be telling them, you know, they come and then you tell them this person is truth. No, by themselves. Are you getting what I'm saying? I was speaking to some people in Ife. I was there, you know, just some days ago. I said, we are not raising you to depend on us. Listen to me. We are not raising you to, if you actually look in this context where this thing is being written, it's written in such a way that if you raise and feed the right people and raise them, you are the one that will depend on them. Apostle cannot be in many places at the same time. But you'll be glad that another company is replacing Mr. Biggs and is one of your sons. Where everybody just speak in tongues and do the right thing. They know the right program. They know the next thing. They can actually see the future. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jacob must have done a very good job for Joseph to have declined Potiphar's wife. There was discipleship that took place in his house. Bible says Abraham took 318 trained servants. We just see, let me tell you something. There is a way people just run church services without really concern about transformation of the people. Do you understand? One day you sit down like this, one of your sons or daughters or proteges will be speaking and you'll be hearing your voice. I am talking about a different generation. Our current director of campus ministry now is in this meeting. He's 25 years old. I was in a meeting, a strategy meeting with them. I found out that the new generation coming in and the present leadership on campus, the new generation coming in, there's about 6-7 years between them. So I was investigating what could have led to this. I found out COVID. I found out strike. Do you understand? So, and I told them, I said, you have planned programs for yourself. I don't think, all these things I'm hearing, I don't think you have planned it for them. You have planned the programs for yourself. Do you know there's a way we can organize church for ourselves? We can be so much into ourselves. Sometimes it takes an external person to come and say, I enter your church. Everybody look too serious. It's then you will realize that the Holy Spirit has been trying to get your attention. You know, there are about 4 or 5 different ways God speaks to me. By the time he's raising an external person. Somebody has seen me before. In those days, we used to walk in the night, you know, and move around in a dangerous city. This was even in Ile-Ife. You meet all kinds of occultic people. And they will tell you that people don't see this kind of, they call it Oro, all those kind of things. I'll just be laughing at them. You know, when we got into school, back then, there were agents that were sent from Coven, from demonic headquarters. And we too came in. So we had matric numbers. But in the realm of the spirit, we carry a grace. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we didn't come in as mere students. We came in as somebody that had been sent to rescue a generation. That land. There is a way you are confused about so many things because you don't even understand certain things that God is saying specifically about your life and the assignment he has given unto you. Are you still here? Let's read more scriptures. Give us that scripture. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every... We will, the body, speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body. Now, you cannot think of your own personal assignment without thinking of the body. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me tell you something that is very dynamic about the body. I can be very free to relate with people, but at the same time, I know by experience and I know according to the scriptures that relationship must be based on revelation. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's easy for tongue, being part of the body, to be close to the teeth. But when your tongue is getting close to your anus, you know there is a problem. Are they all part of the body? You can't hate anus for what anus is doing. You cannot hate leg for what leg is doing. You are just to contribute your own quota and fulfill your assignment. And in fulfill your assignment, every other part of the body is also blessed. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. In fulfilling your whole, in carrying out your whole role. So communion, LCLC, I think I'm right, is just a part of the body. Offering an assignment. A man of God, you know, when I was praying, I found out that there are people that will be glad for these conferences in the future. I sense it so strongly because I found out that solid foundations are being laid for people. Solid foundation. I mean, I tried to check what, I mean, there are things that I wanted to share and I found out some people have even shared it. Praise God. Because you see, I skipped maturity. Because I know somebody has spoken about maturity. Give us that scripture. So it's about your portion. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's about your portion. Okay. It's about your portion. Look at the scripture. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Christ. Can you see that? Who is the head of the body, the church? Next verse. I think we'll get to 16 or 17. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. Can you see that? Look at your neighbor and say, I receive grace for you to do your own special work. Can you lift up your right hand? Say, I receive grace to do my own special assignment. You see, what you will be judged based on or rewarded based on is your own personal assignment. What will go into eternal record is your own what? Personal assignment. Not your father's assignment. Not your mentor's assignment. Not your friend's assignment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not what is popular. There are people who just prophesy just one or two scriptures or two verses of the scriptures in the Bible. And that was all that was written about them. I'm sure you'll have read that before. So you see, he makes the whole body fit together. Give us verse 17. He said, growing and full of love. With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as Gentiles you do and all that. Praise God. Did you get that? Give us this. My beloved is the most. Can everybody sing, please? Among thousands and thousands, my beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. Yeshua. Yeshua, Yeshua. Ooh, Can you pray in the Holy Spirit for some moment? Just pray in the Holy Spirit for some moment. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. There is something I want to share with you that is very key. that can help us to actually truly influence the scheme of things. You must understand that calling is different from sending. Moses knew he had an assignment. And so at the age of 40, there's a way he wanted to go about it. And he had to run away. It took him how many years to come back? So somebody can have a calling at 40 and is now sent as 80. God is not in haste the way we are going about things. If he does not, if he's not finished with you, he doesn't open another chapter until he's through with you. You see, he doesn't send somebody that has not been thoroughly furnished for every good work. Correction is an ingredient. Instruction is an ingredient. He will not allow you to go on behalf. And I'm not saying that because of that you now relax. Even Jesus at the age of 12 knew that he was supposed to be about his father's business. Do you remember at the age of 12? Do you know what it means for... Just imagine a boy of 12 years old. You are going from Abuja to Lagos and he's missing in transfer. And by the time he took you to him, he's telling you, why can't I be by my father's at the age of 12? Somebody who is 30 is yet to recognize father's business. You know, father's business is different from saying that you need something from the father. We over time we have raised a people who only likes to come to God's the church service in order to demand and place a demand on the grace, on the anointing, to get a breakthrough, to get, do you understand? That we hardly have people who are conscious of the Father's business. I like the way you are just calm. So Jesus at 12 had a call. Jesus, this is God in flesh, knew that he had to be by about his father's business. Take note of. But there was a time around age 30, met with John the Baptist, you know what happened, and heaven opened. What did God say? He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So something has happened between the age 12 and age 30. How many years is that? 18, right? Most of the time, we want to raise, transform people while you are struggling with transformation yourself. And the sand is different. The sand of the court is different from the sand of the saint. That's if the court has a sand. Listen. Listen. Because it's God that gives you a voice. It's God that codes. You know, there's a way that you are encoded to speak to a certain people. And if you are sent, once you raise your voice like this, you see angels moving in the direction of that assignment. But for those who are called, one thing is very important. It's also good and important for those who are sent. Listen to me. That thing is called communion, intimacy. In Mark 3, 13 to 15, probably you know about it. This is a well-taught church. And I want to believe ministers that are here. So the Bible says Jesus chose people and then he called them that they might be with him. And he says that he might empower them. And he says that he might send them out. Do you remember? Now, let's remember Isaiah. Do you know that Isaiah had to be praying, Lord, send me in chapter 6. Do you know Isaiah had prophesied chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5? He was just giving everybody woe. In chapter 6, by the time he had the encounter, Bible says, he says woe. And I want us to be very practical and be sincere with ourselves. This is life we are talking about. There are certain things you have seen in people, whereas the greater dimension of it is in you. So there is a need for an encounter that will take you deeper in communion with God, where God reveals you to you. Once you see you in the light of God, then you become humble. Then God reveals the assignment. Then you are able to say, Lord, send me. If you are still here, can you say amen? And so something is important. Let's check the book of John chapter 10. John chapter 10. And so what God does is to call you out of all kinds of philosophies. He calls you out of your personal ambition. Calls you out of people, plans, ideology, all kinds of hobbies, family. He calls you out and separates you to himself. And that is very critical. Look at this place. I want to show you something here. John chapter 10 from verse 9. But you should have an idea of what is happening here. God was just introducing himself as the shepherd. Good shepherd. He said, I am the door. Listen to this. God is I am many dimensions in the scripture. So one of them is I am the door. He said, by me, if any man enter in. Listen to this. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. This is salvation. Look at it. What is the next scripture? Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. So that means there is in the in. I want you to see something. Most of us, we are not, this salvation is the price that he paid. The shall go in dimension is the price that you will pay. Listen. He said, shall go in. Look at it. He said, shall go in and out and what? So that dimension is where things are cooked. That is where you are formed. That is where your transformation. You are transformed from being somebody that is called to somebody that is what? Sent. And the Bible says you will go out again because you cannot remain with the Father. You are now a replica of the Father. You know, there are teachings we cannot teach. When the Bible says go and heal, what he's saying is that you are a healer. But the reason why we can't teach it is because there are certain things that must be taught, that must be understood, because Jesus said to them, he said, go, cleanse the leper, heal the sick. Do you remember? Uh-huh. But it's a dimension in the Father that the Father himself will have taken care of you, will have dealt with you, will have battered your ego. This one that pastors have ego, I don't know where it's. People have ego. People feel they are more important than the other. People, do you understand? There is this fight. There is this offense. There is this envy. There is this. Look, there are things that are associated with babies. They are only associated with babies. Okay, before I move too far, give us 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. That is why gifts, to be gifted, listen, to be gifted can be very deceitful. To be gifted can be very deceitful. The church at Corinth, they manifested all kinds of things. Paul had to be telling them prophecy. He had to be telling them gift of the Spirit. So you can manifest in different. In fact, there are women that is in church. They will come and prophesy against their husband. You have to understand the reason why, you know, certain things were said by Paul. And he was very, 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 very serious and assertive about them. He said, women, keep short. Stop talking. Look at it, he said, wherefore laying aside all malice. He's talking to people that are born of incorruptible seed of God's word. If you read the chapter before, listen, he said, lay aside all what? Malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. And all evil speakings. Next verse. Look at it. Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. Can you see what he say? So it means that if you see babes, newborn babes, the babies, what you will see among them is envy. Can you see that? Malice. Let me tell you, in this conference, there is no way you can pray to avoid offense. You will not say amen, I know, but that is the truth. There is no way you can avoid betrayal. If I expose the disciples of Jesus Christ to you, you'll be shocked. At one time, one said, I can never deny Jesus Christ. I coordinate the rest of the apostles. You know, I'm the voice, the speaker of the house. It's amazing how Jesus Christ packed those people all together. You see, pastors, we have to understand, ministers, prophets, apostles, listen to me. You need to understand that you will take people in your hands who are babies and they will practically grow up by the way you feed them. Our services are heavenly training centers. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm not saying we shouldn't do all the side, whatever. But the main thing is that people must be fed. The teaching of the word, the ministering of the spirit, the ministry of the spirit, as people hit, they drink. Praise God. The ministry of the spirit, as people hit, they what? They drink. As they drink, they what? They hit. Because it's those people that will have stamina to influence culture. It's those people that will have stamina to change the order of things. Look at what is happening in our politics. Church has never had a candidate. Don't deceive yourself. Church, listen. There is nobody that will say this is the agenda of the church, this is the candidate of the church. You know why? It used to be politics is dirty. And I used to think, why can't you be the detergent? Is that not what God says? And light shines, darkness cannot what? Comprehend. Carrying a card of a party is not a problem. It's your heart. That is the issue. It used to be politics is dirty. That is the harvest we are having now. Listen to me. It's our generation that is now becoming more awakened. And look, it will take time. It's not going to be a miracle because we are still maturing people who will get there and not be able to steal. Who will get there? Who will speak the truth? Who will get there? Who will stand for the masses? Who will get there? Are you getting what I'm saying? And act like Daniel. Act like Joseph. Are you getting what I'm saying? You do notice that there was nothing that could use to rope Joseph? Do you notice that when they even roped Daniel and put him in lion's den, because of the realm he was operating in? Please let me tell you, this thing is a mandatory thing. Anyone God will send out must first and foremost be with him. You have no right speaking to people about God that you have not spoken to about people. You have no right speaking to people about God that you don't even know some dimensions of him and the assignment that he has told you to tell these people. If you are here, can you say amen? Amen. You know, it's not impossible. Some of you are hearing me for the first time, so you are trying to check. Please have your seat. Thank you. Now, let's are we reading a scripture? John chapter 9, 10, verse 9. I want to get to something. Please, I want to get into something. Because this is not just going to be for ministers, it's also for believers. God will never raise ministers without them being believers first. Listen to me, this is very important. You must always remember that you're a believer first. So he says, therefore said they unto him, No. 10 verse 9. You know, we're reading 10 verse 9. Thank you. Look at it. He says, now, he said, verily, verily I say unto you, verse 9, yes, I'm the door. Go in and out and find what? That's the pasture that people are looking for all over the place. When God sends you, there is pasture. He doesn't send you to the field of the fatherless. Bible says that I'm calling you into the harvest. He's calling us, sending us into harvest. Listen to me. He's not sending us to cultivate. According to John chapter 4, he's already sending us into what? Harvest. You are sent into harvest. It's an already made environment. It's an already made a people. You are just to represent God and bring the blessings to them. Go to the next verse and find pasture. So look at it. It said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that you might have life and life, and that they might have it more. What? You see, one day I was reading this place. God, the Holy Spirit told me, said, you know the difference between me and Moses. There I place before you life and death. He said, me, I place before people life and... Did you get that? You know, Moses proved before people curse and blessing. He said, I come to people, blessing and more blessings. Look at this. Look at the next verse. I'm going to show you something here. I'm going to show you something. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth life, his life for the sheep. Give us amplify. Next verse. Verse 12. He said, but the hired servant, he who merely serves for wages. So there are about four basic people in church. Number one is the shepherd. Number two is the sheep. Number three is the hireling. Number four is the wolf. Let's read. He said, but the hired servant, the shepherd lays his life for the sheep. I'm sure you know the difference. The hired servant, who is neither the shepherd nor the owner of the sheep, when he sees the wolf coming, look at it, deserts the flock and runs away, and the wolf chases and snatches them and scatters the flock. What Pastor Kumi was said is because that guy is one of the flock members. Are you getting what I'm saying? The shepherd lays his life for the sheep. If you hear that, can you say amen? Look at the scripture very well. So we have the hireling. Sometimes, if you're a set man, you need to recognize hirelings. Once you are paying them, they are cool. Are you getting what I'm saying? But they can't lay down their life for the shepherd. Even before David could ascend the throne, God trained him as a shepherd. If you notice in his conversation with God, he is always talking about shepherd. God trained him. He defended the sheep. He dealt with bear. He dealt with a lion. And when it's time for him to really start relating with humans, he dealt with Goliath. But you see, God has been training him behind the scene. And he has been passing behind the scene. Are you getting what I'm saying? Look at it. There are things you are doing now when nobody sees you, but God sees you. That's your commitment. That's your kindness. That's your sacrifice. There are budgets you will never ask for in church because the money is coming from your pocket. In fact, sometimes you are not recognized. Sometimes you are not appreciated. There is nowhere in the scripture where Jesus told Peter, I thank you. Did you ever hear it? That Philip, I celebrate you for organizing those people. In fact, you need to know those guys. Go and study those 12 disciples. Terrible. Look at Philip. Jesus told him, he said, once you see me, you have seen the Father. He told them, I'm in my Father is in me. Philip just raised his hand. He said, show us. Sometimes Jesus couldn't, are you so dull? There are words that I said that I sense Jesus said it reluctantly. Look at Thomas. Thomas has been doubting Jesus since though. Maybe when we get to a part, I will show you a bit about it. When Jesus said Lazarus is asleep, they didn't know what sleep means. Jesus was forced to say Lazarus has died. And if you check Jesus very well, you know he was very, very careful with his statements. He was going to heal the servant of one of the leaders, I think maybe centurions or whatever, and this another servant had come to give him news that servant has died. As that one was giving him news that he has died, Jesus didn't allow him to talk. It was Jesus that interrupted it. Do you remember? So when Jesus said, Lazarus has died, then you hear, let us also go and do what with him? And die with him. Please, just mirror your church in the light of the 12 disciples and see how patient you are going to sit with people to labor over them. Are you getting what I'm saying? And as you labor, they will still disappoint you. Because the betrayer is among them. The ones that will offend you is among them. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you must love them, even after they have left you. You know, the painful thing about offense is that people claim they are forgiven, but they don't really wish the person who offended, they don't really wish the person well. This is the body. This is the body. It's because of Christ. It's for Christ's sake that certain things must be done. Are you getting what I'm saying? Please have your seat. So let me just read a few more scriptures. I need to get into this thing. Child, are you getting blessed at all? Praise the Lord. Let me just read a few more scriptures from that same chapter. Thank you. So it says, but he that is hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not seeing the wolves, they disappear and all that. Go to verse 13. He said, the hireling feareth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. Verse 14. I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and my sheep and am known of mine. You know the baby sheep is called what? It's called what? Please. It's the sheep that follows. So lamb don't follow. As a matter of fact, lamb only responds to sand, the beatings. So if you can get the sheep in the proper position and train them, equip them, it's easier for lamb to follow them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Good. Now, we'll leave this, but I'm telling you, the most important key that I'm sharing in this session is intimacy. Somebody say intimacy. Even after God has sent you out, you cannot leave God. Do you know all the statements Jesus was making? John chapter 14, John chapter 10, verse 30. I am in my Father, my Father is in me. Me and my Father, we are one. Do you remember what I'm saying? You know, in certain places, let me give you a scripture before I move deeply into it. Because I want to show you two categories of people. One that is overwhelmed with activities and the other one that cherishes intimacy. You know, you can love ministry more than God. Okay. I will show you. Look at this scripture. Give us John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. I'm trying to call the time now. John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son cannot do anything of himself. Look at what he says. Let's read from that place. 1, 2, 3, go. But what he sees. Let's read it louder. 1, 2, 3, go. Again. But what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he does, this also doeth the Son. You can give me the NKJV, please. Praise God. One thing about me is that I started with this, but I've migrated. Praise God. You know, there are people that are still stuck in this. Even when they sing, they're still... Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son cannot do nothing of himself. Do you remember Jesus told us we can't do anything without him? Look at it. He said, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So what God does is, He shows you your assignment. He cuts your portion for you of the assignment in the body. And God demonstrates and reveals it to you. You have to see a meeting before the meeting. Are you getting what I'm saying? If it's the one that impresses on your spirit that you should do this, you have to see it before the time. I remember, I think it was Yonkisho that mentioned it. He said, listen to me. He said, God reveals to him that there's going to be, healings. So he now came to church and announced. They bring the sick, bring the lame, bring everybody, you know. And then they brought the lame and brought the sick. He said he was afraid. He was even wondering. Probably like he had forgotten. Why did I ask for the sick? But this is what he saw in the realm of the spirit. And he had to do it afraid. But because he has seen it. He said the Son does what the Father. And where you see what the Father is doing is in intimacy with the Father. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is where your maturity is cooked. That is where your promise and hope is released. You know, a minister does not function just with promise. You know, a minister doesn't just function with promise. There are things that he will tell you that is like an oath. Please, you can be shaken and you will forget promises. But it's difficult for any minister to forget an oath. Bible says by two immutable things, which is impossible for God to lie. Abraham was, shook like this. Bible says he hoped against hope. God caught. And listen, it will start with promises first. The longer you stay in intimacy with him, you will jam the hooks. God will say at this level, I cannot but stand by you. In swearing, I swear. There's nothing else. I swear. Look, I tell you, my own as God, life is online. It's too late for your faith or doubt to stop me. As oath. Any minister must drive the intimacy down because you will face things. Ah, I'm a product of facing things. Are you getting what I'm saying? Ah, I wish Judas has waited a bit. Because Jesus has said it. Jesus has said it now. That is better. You know, it would have been better that the person... Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, if he had waited, maybe the grace would have even covered him. Just be getting ready. Those who are deceived into ministries because of things, you will see things. I knew in the body of Christ when the first SUV was bought by a minister and it was celebrated. 97, 96. It's what was carried. SUV. I was a bit close to them, Bamiloyes in those days. Their first SUV. And it's not incidental that I also started with first SUVs, VUS. It wasn't Jeep, it was Jab. Praise God. Everybody has a story. And that is just the truth. Everybody has a story. The SUV or VUS or Jab was church bus. Was church everything. It was carrying speaker. It was carrying human beings. There is nothing he could not. Once I'm coming like a kilometer away, you'll have been hearing the sound. So you leave the way. It wasn't siren, but you will have heard the sound. When you hear whoo, that's about half a liter of petrol that have gone. Whoo. And recently I still spoke with some of my ministers and some of my artisans. They said they remember your Jeep, Pastor. We remember. Ah! He said, you are a client to this guy. You are a client to this person. We know. But those things are testimonies now. Glory to God. Now let's read some more scriptures. I think I should be closing by now. Are you blessed?
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.